This week, Smarty Jones retired at the ripe old age of 3. You'll remember he's the thoroughbred who nearly won this year's Triple Crown. He will live out his days at a farm in Kentucky, where his job will be to make millions for his owners at stud. Smarty Jones will never race again. NPR's Luke Burbank reports that some fans are upset.
Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore is the spot where Smarty Jones ran away with this year's Preakness. On that day, he looked well on his way to winning the coveted Triple Crown, but ultimately it was not to be. Now Smarty's owners are retiring him, blaming chronically bruised hooves, but race fan Richard Smith doesn't buy it.
They seem interested more or less in going after the stud dollars, the stud fees, more so than racing the horse to determine how good he really is.
Millions of stud dollars, to be exact. That's because stallions like Smarty are in huge demand to breed with other top horses. He's just the latest to retire in his prime. The reason is simple.
It's worth too much money.
Wallace Henderson holds a tattered racing form with marks near his picks for the day. He's been around horse racing all his life as a groomer and trainer. Unlike some fans, he understands why the owners did what they did.
The public doesn't have anything invested. And if he breaks a leg, somebody's out, the public and everybody else. So I wouldn't begrudge to let him go ahead to stallion.
While only 3-year-olds can run in the Triple Crown, it was in their later years that horses like Seabiscuit and Cigar cemented their place as all-time greats. With Smarty retiring this week, fans like Richard Smith are left to wonder just how good he might have been.
As far as I'm concerned, the jury is still out. I understand he did well in those 3 races, but I really wanted to see more to compare him with, you know, the great horses like Spectacular Bid, you know, Affirm, Aladar, and so forth.
Since horses like Smarty can now make more money at stud than they can in the winner's circle, Wallace Henderson knew not to get too attached.
They just break your heart. Ain't no use for them in the loved one because there'll be nothing.
Some fans are calling on owners to hold off on retiring their horses out of respect for the sport, but given the huge sums of money at stake, that idea seems like, well, a long shot. Luke Burbank, NPR News.